Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, May 29th. Mixed overnight after the markets were higher across the board, led up by wheat. Late in the overnight session, selling came in and wheat remained positive on the day, but corn and beans moved into steady to negative territory. Let's first take a look at corn. We've got July flat at 406. December corn finished down a quarter cent at 424 and three quarters, about 4 cents off the highs, unable to break through 29 and a half, the contract high there, and double top got as high as 28 and three quarters. USDA this morning announced a sale of 231,000 tons of corn to unknown. Friday's commitment of traders report showed that the funds added to their long position, now long almost 200,000 contracts of corn. This afternoon's crop progress report should report planting about 90% done versus 81% last week. And the crop rating estimates are for the corn to be about 70% good to excellent versus 65% last year. Taking a look at wheat, we've got July up 4.5 cents at 547.5. Kansas City July up 6.25 cents at 570.25. Minneapolis July up 1.5 cents at 645.75. Kansas City and Chicago wheat about 5 to 7 cents off the overnight highs, driven up initially on the continued dryness in Russia and also the excess rain in Siberia delaying the spring wheat planting there, and also rumors, or rather reports, that there is wheat being torn up and being replanted with cotton. Cotton finishing the night limit up over the 90-cent mark. Funds long about 4,000 contracts in the Chicago wheat contract. Spring wheat estimated to be about 70% finished planting versus 62% last year. Taking a look at beans, we've got July down 3.25 cents at 10.38 and a quarter. That's down about 11 cents off the overnight high. November finishing down 4 cents at 10.49 and a half, 11 cents off the overnight highs as well. We pulled back after making a new contract high at 60 and a half. Selling came in there, so not a real great performance by the beans overnight after making a new contract high. Crop progress estimates plantings to be about 65 to 70% complete versus 56% last week and about 52% on average. And the weather across the Midwest, though, expecting the remnants of that storm Alberto to bring some moisture up into drier parts of Indiana and Illinois. We'll have to see how that pans out. And a drought monitor expanding a little bit, moving a little bit more north and east from Kansas area. Again, very early on that, but we'll have to keep an eye on that. Very hot in Chicago here over the weekend in the 90s for the first time, I think on record, all 3 days of the Memorial Day holiday. Report out this morning that the U.S. is going to impose a 25% tariff on Chinese tech products. Those products will be announced on June 15th. They're looking to tariff about $50 billion worth of production there, so we'll have to see if there's any kind of response coming from China. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 50 points at 94.63. Crude oil weaker, down 77 cents a barrel at 67.10. And stock market down over 100 points in pre-opening trade. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.